"And so," Mrs. Pigeon said, reading the final page of the book she was holding, "because the ant had worked very hard, he and his friends had food all winter. But the grasshopper had none and found itself dying of hunger."
"Oh, no," Keiko wailed. "I hate stories where people die."
Malcolm, who had been rolling paper into balls while he listened to the story, tossed a little paper pellet at Keiko. "It's not people," he pointed out. "It's a dumb grasshopper. It's only a grasshopper. Just a grasshopper."
"Nobody cares if a grasshopper dies," Tyrone said.
"I do,"
Keiko murmured sadly. She folded her arms on her desk and then laid her head down on her arms.
"It's only a fable," Mrs. Pigeon said. She held up the book.
"Aesop's Fables is the title. Aesop was a man who lived a very long time ago. He was the creator of all these fables. Tomorrow, I'll read you another."
"Not about anybody dying,"
Keiko implored, raising her head.
"No," Mrs. Pigeon agreed. She leafed through the book. "I won't read The Wolf in Sheep's Clothing, then, because I believe that one ends with the wolf eating the lamb."
"Oh, no!"
Keiko put her head back down and groaned.
"But I could read The Fox and the Grapes. I think you'll enjoy that one, Keiko. You had some nice grapes in your lunch last week. I remember that you passed them around. That was very generous."
Keiko looked up and nodded.
"Red Seedless," she reminded everyone, "from my parents' grocery store. But Malcolm started a squishing contest, so I'm not bringing grapes ever again."
It was true, and unfortunately, some of Mrs. Pigeon's second graders had joined in Malcolm's grape squishing contest enthusiastically. Lester Ferrillo, the school custodian at the Water Tower Elementary School, had had to come in during recess with his shop vac to clean the floor of the multipurpose room where the children ate their lunch each day. Mrs. Pigeon placed the Aesop book upright so the cover was visible on top of the bookcase near the windows. "Time for social studies," she said. "But first, who would like to tell me what the moral is in The Ant and the Grasshopper? Hands, please." She looked around. "Barry Tuckerman?" As usual, Barry's hand was waving in the air.
"What's a moral?"
Barry asked.
"My goodness," Mrs. Pigeon said. "I should have explained that. Every fable has a moral. A moral is..."
She hesitated.
Then she said, "Class, this is an opportunity to use our new dictionaries."
She wrote the word on the board. "Moral." The room was silent for a moment except for the sound of pages turning, as all the second graders looked through the brand new dictionaries that they had recently been given. Goonie Bird Green found it first and raised her hand. She was wearing fingerless gloves today and a long flannel dress with a ruffle around the bottom. It looked suspiciously like a nightgown. Goonie Bird was known for her unusual outfits. When Mrs. Pigeon pointed to her, Goonie Bird stood and read aloud. "A conclusion about how to behave based on events in a story."
"Good dictionary work, Goonie Bird," said the teacher.
"And so, what was the moral of the fable about the ant and the grasshopper? What was the conclusion about how to behave?" Goonie Bird rolled her eyes.
"I could tell you," she said, "but I think it would be better if Malcolm did, because Malcolm is the one who needs advice on behavior."
Mrs. Pigeon chuckled. "Malcolm," she said, pointing to him. He had the lid of his desk raised and was shuffling the papers inside.
"What?"
he asked, looking out from behind the raised lid.
"Could you tell us, please, what behavior we learned from the fable I just read?"
"Huh?" Mrs. Pigeon jiggled her knee. She always did that when she felt impatient.
"Malcolm," she said, "I just read the class a story, a fable, actually, about a grasshopper and an ant. Maybe you didn't listen well. The ant worked very hard collecting and storing food while the grasshopper just played and chirped. Then when winter came, the ant and his fellow ants all had plenty to eat. But the grasshopper
starved,
Keiko wailed,
and died.